With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with V. Ciparini, the Cape Ann Veterans Services Director, out of Gloucester primarily. And V, love the first name, by the way. Welcome to MSO.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, just to get started, a little background. We haven't had you on before, and you're relatively new to the position. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be the Veterans Services Director.
Sure. So I am originally a transplant to Gloucester. I moved here in early 2010, shortly after my, actually 2008, oh my, after my oldest was born. My husband, Brendan Ciparini, who is a local police officer in town as well, he was originally from Gloucester, and when we both got out of the service, we decided Gloucester is the place that we want to raise our kids in and call home, and so here we are. But ever since I've moved to Gloucester, I've been very well integrated with the veterans community. Obviously, veterans, being a veteran myself, they hold a very special place in my heart. So I've always been an active member in the community when it comes to veteran-friendly events, helping host the Welcome Home event, the Welcome Home Initiative. That went strong for about 6 years with the Elks, co-chaired the Veterans Committee over at the Gloucester Elks. So I've always been very well affiliated with veteran-friendly or veteran-centric events. And about 4 years ago or so, when Alusha, one of my predecessors, had decided she was ready to retire from the administrative role here at the Cape Ann Veterans Services, I jumped on that opportunity, having a strong relationship with the office, with what the office offered our community. I was able to just apply and was awarded that position. So I became the assistant here for the Cape Ann Veterans Services office, and was able to establish a deeper relationship and a deeper connection with our veterans community, helping them access benefits and resources and truly being an advocate for what their needs are. And then about 6 months ago or so, when my predecessor, Adam, who was the previous director here, he moved out of state and decided he wanted to go towards warmer weather. I saw that as another opportunity that has been, you know, awarded to me to help further and service our veteran community within the Cape Ann area. So yes, now I am the Cape Ann Director of Veteran Services, and I am able to help connect veterans and their families access resources and benefits that are available to them, regardless of what era they served in, regardless of what theater or conflict they served in. We are here to help them advocate for all sorts of resources that they may be in need of.
We're going to get to some of that stuff in a little while. Where are you from originally?
So I originally born in Puerto Rico, and I was raised in Camden, New Jersey.
Okay. My father, I'm very familiar with armed forces. My father was an Iwo Jima survivor, and then he spent 30 years in the service after that, a couple of tours in Vietnam. But he retired in Gloucester when I was a senior in high school. We had been living in Texas, and boy, am I glad he retired. So I do live in Gloucester as well, and I just think it's the most beautiful spot on earth.
It really is. I can't imagine, honestly, living anywhere else, and I've actually lived in Gloucester longer than I've ever lived anywhere else.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
It's home to me. Gloucester is home.
All right, and not to diss the North Shore, because we love everything about the North Shore, which is our primary audience. But let's talk a little bit about Saturday's activities, and then we'll get to some specifics about veteran services overall. But, you know, it's always been an important day in the community of Gloucester as well. I know that the commemoration is supported big in this community. So tell me a little bit about what's going on Saturday.
So what's going on locally on Saturday, so we have our Veteran City of Gloucester ceremony at the Gloucester High School beginning at 9 a.m., and that one will feature our keynote speaker, Sandra Davis. Many people know her as Sandra Key, and many people don't even know who her name is, but they know her face. She is the face that you typically see alongside Mark Nestor at the American Legion with the Holiday Meals program. So she has been spearheading that for well over two decades, actually. and making sure that veterans and seniors and vulnerable populations have a warm, healthy meal during the holiday seasons, so Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, things like that. So that is our keynote speaker for this year, shortly after the ceremony is over, which will roughly last about an hour or so. We will gather outside of the high school and march on over to the American Legion, where we will have a very short commemoration for Armistice Day, and we will have a wreath-laying ceremony and say a few kind words in honor of Armistice Day and the many lives that were lost and the sacrifices that service members made on that day. As well as shortly after the wreath laying, there will be a luncheon upstairs at the American Legion that is put together by the Sons of the American Legion of the Captain Lester S. Wass Post 3. So that is what is happening in Gloucester, and I do have to mention what is happening within the other communities as well, because we do service a larger area within the Cape Ann. It's not only Gloucester, so we also have Rockport and Manchester and Hamilton and Wenham, which are all doing some sort of ceremony, breakfast, or parade tomorrow morning as well, and they all roughly begin at about 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. So if anybody is interested in connecting with those exact dates and times, they can certainly visit our Facebook page. Each community has been individually listed, so if you are closer to one of those other communities, I encourage you all to attend a local ceremony that speaks to you when you see the flyers and the posters.
Tremendous stuff. Great stuff. I know that what you do is so important, and how the narrative has changed. When my dad came back from his final tour in Vietnam in 1970, he became an advisor, an Army advisor to the ROTC at Boston University. And there were several times when he was wearing his uniform going to lunch or something along one of the streets in Boston. People came up and spat at him. And that was, of course, at the height of the Vietnam War. Now we see the way it ought to be, and people recognize, you know, that people who go into the service go in for all different reasons. And mm-hmm. what I want to ask you about is the spectrum, because I know young kids, and I say that with respect, some go in at age 17 or 18. They serve 4 years, not necessarily in combat, but it's a completely different environment from civilian life. And they have a transition to civilian life. Then you have longer-term veterans, and then you have people who have been retired for quite a while who may not even know some of the services that are available to them, both locally and on a national level. So mm-hmm. maybe could you run through the spectrum for me on how some of the things that you've been able to do to help people?
Yeah, So thank you for first acknowledging the different types of service members and the different types of services, right? So, yes, there are some individuals who served during peacetime. There are some that were exposed to combat. There are some that made it a lifelong career choice and they retired from the service. We are here to advocate for you, the individual veteran, and the family members, regardless of what you did in the service. So I am not here to judge you on what you did in the service, how long you served with or for, what branch of service you serve with. I am here to help you access all of the resources that are available to you, the individual veteran, and the family that is in need of these services. So there are healthcare services that are available to veterans and their families. There are financial monetary benefits that are available to veterans and their families. And in my eyes, I don't see a particular generation or a particular era that is more deserving for services than the other. In my eyes, we are here to help you regardless of what you did. And in the eyes of the VA and the eyes of the state and the resources that are out there and the partners that we work with, that the same case stands true, right? It is not where you served or what you did while you served. It's more if you have that honorable or other than honorable discharge, if you are eligible for these services or not. And even if you have a less than desirable sort of discharge, we are here to help you, right? We are able to connect, and we have established relationships with partnering agencies that are here to help you. And we often know that, you know, even some individuals who have dishonorable discharges are in need of services, and we have been able to develop a relationship with some individual, with some partnerships that are able to provide certain types of services for those individuals as well. So again, it is not up to me to decide who I help and don't help based on what they did in their service. I am just here to help.
I think that's fantastic, and recognizing all of those kinds of discharges is important as well, because I know some people you know, might have gotten out on a hardship or something or other and yeah. maybe hesitant to ask for help. So I think it's important that you have said that. And having said that, I'm guessing you don't want veterans to be shy. You want them to call you with a question.
Absolutely, yeah. So a common thought process that often you know, lingers in the mind of a veteran or a service member is oftentimes that they believe that they don't want to take advantage of resources because they want to make sure that those resources are available to those individuals who actually need it. That's wonderful. That's very generous of you to think in that manner, and that's very selfless for you to think in that manner, that you don't want to take these services away from someone else who may actually need it. However, these services and these resources are available for you. If you do not take advantage of these services, if you do not even attempt to see if there's any sorts of resources and benefits that you may be eligible for, others may see that as, oh, well, maybe there's not a need for them, so let's take away these resources, let's take away these benefits. And so now we're taking away services that future generations may be in need of. You know, I'm a mother of two teenage boys, and, you know, coming from a very strong military household where my husband is also in the service and I was in the service, you know, not something that I would like to admit, but as a mother, I can only see that at least one of my kids may consider service in their future. And so I want to make sure that these resources are available for them when they get out of the service, and for my grandkids and for your grandkids and great-grandkids, you want to make sure that these resources are available for them. So by us using them now, we are securing its future for these future generations to be able to have been afforded those resources.
Yeah, and given the political climate, that's so important. And the other thing I would say, you know, I'm very familiar with those who would say, well, other people need it more than I do, so I'm not going to apply or whatever it is. And my suggestion would be to tell people, look, if you signed up for a job and you had health insurance as part of that job, would you turn it down? You know, these are parts of benefits that are part of the program now, and I think it's terrific on how well it is going. I have a neighbor who served in Vietnam, and he has a lot of issues with Agent Orange mm-hmm. problems, and he was he was a counselor for a long time to military, and he has seen a change over the years and benefit from it. And he's older than I am, and I'm old, so it's great to see the change. Let me let's talk something about that I think is a great idea. I first interviewed the mayor of Salem a while ago, and Salem was thinking about giving free parking to veterans, and they were a little nervous about limiting that benefit to just the plates, the number plates. And I don't know if they came up with something else, like a sticker or something. Yes. But Beverly did that. Salem has free parking for veterans now. And now tomorrow's a big day in Gloucester.
Tomorrow is a big day in Gloucester. We have also followed suit. Thank you to our friend Kim Emmerling, the local VSO for the city of Salem. Yes, we are now able to offer veterans free parking within Gloucester as well. And obviously, if they visit those communities, they also are awarded free parking. And if you visit our community throughout the year, if you have a veteran distinguishing plate, you are able to access the free parking perk. You know, with the advancement of technology, it is a little bit harder for us to keep up with it, right? So for now, the plan is to have free parking for individuals who have veteran distinguishing plates, and that includes individuals with Bronze Stars and Purple Heart plates, as well as people who have the branch of service emblem plate or just the veteran plate with the flag. But we are working with local IT department to see, because the system that we use is a plate reader, the system itself will only recognize a veteran distinguished plate. But we are working with the local IT department to come up with a better solution, because we understand that there is a financial burden that comes along with purchasing these novelty plates for the veteran community. And, it's not fair for the individuals who are in a fixed income or not able to afford, in some cases, the $100 for this particular license plate. So we are working on a solution. I ask that everyone in the community has patience as we navigate that technological obstacle that we have in front of us. Beverly does have stickers that they issue their veteran population, and perhaps that's something that we can also offer in the interim until we come up with a better solution. But for the time being, it will be service members who have these veteran distinguishing plates. And for individuals who are uncertain on how to go about the process of getting a veteran plate, we have helped many individuals so far, so you are welcome to come visit our office, and myself or our assistant here, Brian, are able to help you complete the application, schedule an appointment for you to go in and receive your veteran plate. And as early as last week, we had an individual come in. We helped him complete the application, schedule an appointment with the RMV, and within the next day, he walked out with his license plate in hand, and he was so gracious that the process was so simple to do, and that he now has free parking in Gloucester.
Nice, very nice. All right, V, is there anything else you'd like to mention? And then, of course, tell us the best and easiest way to get hold of the Cape Ann Veteran Services.
No, so I would love to just wish all of my fellow comrades a very happy Veterans Day. Please do not be ashamed of your service. We are all very, very proud of what you have done and what you have accomplished, as well as your families. I have a very different perspective in service. I am that veteran, but I am also the spouse of that veteran, so I understand the two different roles that the veteran as well as the families that are left home play, and we all serve together, and we are here to support you. And how to access us or how to connect with us, we are located at 12 Emerson Ave. Please feel free to pop on by at any time, myself or, again, my assistant, Brian. We are here to help you. We are here to advocate for whatever resources you may be in need of. And if you just want to just pop your head in and you're curious and you don't know what the process would be like or what sort of benefits the VA or the state or the local area has to offer you as a veteran, come on by. We're here to help you. You're not taking resources from anyone. They are here for you to take advantage of. And again, we're located at 12 Emerson Ave. I can leave my phone number. The office here is 978-325-5730. We also have a very huge social media presence. We have a Facebook page. It's Cape Ann Veteran Services. And we also have a Veterans Coffee Socials here every single Friday that is growing and growing in population. We have about 40 to 60 individuals who come in every single week, and they come from everywhere. We have veterans that come from Lynn, Swampscott, Nashua. I mean, we have veterans that come from everywhere just to come hang out with, other veterans within the community and share stories and share resources. So if you're just curious and want to know what is out there, we are here for you.
That is Cape Ann Veteran Services Director V. Ciparini. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.